Welcome to Light of Christ Radio. Today, you're joining Pastors Tom and Paula Graves as they again share the good news found in God's Word. Each time you open your Bible, it's a chance to learn about the Lord and an opportunity to grow in your faith. We're excited you've chosen to join us for that time today. At the end of today's broadcast, you'll hear more about the ministry of Light of Christ and how you can get in contact with us if you have any questions or comments to share. We enjoy connecting with our listeners. You'll also find out more about this ministry and how you can hear more audio messages from this series and others. Now, let's get ready to connect with the Lord and join Pastors Tom and Paula for Light of Christ Radio.
Welcome to Light of Christ Radio with Tom and Paula Graves.
And this is where we tell a story of the Bible and let it spark some conversations.
We are sponsored by Trinity Church of Golden, Illinois. To learn more about us, go to lightofchristradio.com. That's lightofchristradio.com.
Today, we continue our series, Growing Through Transitions. Transitions are part of life, although they can be challenging.
God can teach us things in transition to refine us on our faith journey.
Today's story is about when the transition is difficult, from Ruth 1.
Well, Paula, as we begin our conversation today, let's look at the context of our story.
Joshua did lead the Israelites into the promised land. The 12 tribes were assigned their portions of the land.
And God raised up judges to guide the people. It was during this time of the judges, when there was no war, that a famine occurred.
And this affected a couple, Elimelech and Naomi, living in Bethlehem.
To avoid the drought, this couple moved to the country of Moab.
The people there were descendants of the incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughter.
Historically, this country had been hostile to Israel and worshipped idols.
But the land had a good climate and soil for farming. Thus, the reason for Elimelech to move his family, which brings us to a story from the Word of God.
Long ago, in the days before Israel had a king, there was a famine in the land. So a man named Elimelech, who lived in Bethlehem, went with his wife Naomi and their two sons to live for a while in the country of Moab.
And while they were living there, Elimelech died, and Naomi was left alone with her two sons, who married Moabite women, Orpah and Ruth. About 10 years later, both sons also died, and Naomi was left all alone without husband or sons.
Sometime later, Naomi heard that the Lord had blessed his people by giving them good crops. So she got ready to leave Moab with her daughters-in-law. They started out together to go to Judah. But on the way back, she said to them,
"Go back home and stay with your mothers. May the Lord be as good to you as you have been to me and to those who have died. And may the Lord make it possible for each of you to marry again and have a home."
So Naomi kissed them goodbye, but they started crying and said to her, "No, we will go with you to your people."
"You must go back, my daughters," Naomi answered. "Why do you want to come with me? Do you think I could have sons again for you to marry? Go back home, for I am too old to get married again. Even if I thought there was still hope and so got married tonight and had sons, would you wait until they'd grown up? Would this keep you from marrying someone else? No, my daughters, you know that it's impossible. The Lord has turned against me and I feel very sorry for you."
Again, they started crying. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye and went back home. But Ruth held on to her. So Naomi said to her,
"Ruth, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Go back home with her."
But Ruth answered, "Don't ask me to leave you. Let me go with you. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and that is where I will be buried. May the Lord's worst punishment come upon me if I let anything but death separate me from you."
When Naomi saw Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. And they went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they arrived, the whole town became excited. And the women there exclaimed, "Is this really Naomi?"
"Don't call me Naomi," she answered. "Call me Mara, because Almighty God has left my life bitter. When I left here, I had plenty, but the Lord has brought me back without a thing. Why call me Naomi when the Lord Almighty has condemned me and sent me trouble?"
This, then, was how Naomi came back from Moab with Ruth, her Moabite daughter-in-law. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, the barley harvest was just beginning. And this is our story from the Word of God.
Well, Paula, as we begin to unpack our text today, we want to begin with the thought of decisions without God's guidance.
Because it's real easy for us to rely on our own limited human understanding. And when we do that, it can lead to avoidable challenges, and we miss blessings.
Yeah, we see in our story that famine compelled Elimelech and Naomi's family to act, yet there's really no record in the scripture of prayer or divine counsel.
Right, because I think complicated decisions often tempt us to act quickly because we think we're under the gun rather than wisely. And when we do that, we often leave God out of the process, and this can result in transitions that really didn't need to happen.
Yeah, that's really the key, I think, Paula, a transition that didn't need to happen because we didn't seek the Lord. In addition, you know, our choices in tough times might reflect fear rather than faith in the Lord.
Yeah, so I think when we're under pressure, the best thing we can do is just take a deep breath, calm ourselves, and seek what God wants for us.
Yeah, and God isn't surprised by our circumstances and longs for us to look to Him as our shepherd.
Right, and I think it's really our sinful nature that wants to move forward without bothering to consult God, because somehow we think we know more than God does.
Yeah, that's not unusual, and I've certainly done that in my own life. And although we can make mistakes in judgment, and we do, the Lord can use our missteps and show us how vital His guidance is and encourages us the next time to look to Him.
Right. So when we seek the Lord, not only does this calm us, but the Lord begins to reveal options we wouldn't have considered. God may remind us of the importance of wise counsel just from human beings, because when we consult with a godly person we trust, it can give us clarity, it can maybe help me better understand that issue, and often leads to a solution I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, and that's really the key. We may not have thought of that, but guidance from God does things. Mm-hmm. And there may have been a time in your life when you reacted to a situation, much like Elimelech and Naomi, when your circumstances seemed a little difficult.
But be assured, God doesn't waste anything. He doesn't waste any of our life experiences, even if they were the wrong ones.
You know, also, when we think of taking responsibility for our mistakes, fosters honesty. Yes, I made this mistake, Lord, which really eliminates concerns about our failures. Let God work through that situation.
Yeah, because I think there's times in our life when we have to live between a loss and where we're going forward and what direction do we take. And this is hard, especially in the events of death, because we know Elimelech died and then the two sons died. So it was probably pretty uncertain and uncomfortable for Naomi.
Yeah, often when we experience loss, we kind of face kind of a why in the road asking, now what should I do? And maybe you're at that place right now when you're asking God, Lord, what's next?
Right. And when we're seeking answers, God's timing isn't always ours. We may have a timetable for the Lord, but He has His own that's much better.
Yeah, waiting in the Lord is excellent advice to give someone, but it's kind of hard to receive when that advice comes to me. I don't know about you, Paula, but
No, I don't like that. Even though Psalm 27:14 tells us, wait patiently for the Lord, be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord.
And also, we see in our story that Naomi's losses remove everything that once represented stability, her husband, her sons, and a future. And in ancient times, she was economically, socially, and spiritually vulnerable when there's no men in the household.
Right. And we have to realize God isn't causing harm to hurt us. Many times He takes things away because He's breaking false hopes we have that our security depends on land, our family, or our plans outside of Him.
Yeah. And when I wait on the Lord, take time for prayer, I have time really to kind of reflect and pause during a time that's really confusing, especially after a loss.
And I think there's something about a loss, especially a death, that affects our thinking. And when we wait on the Lord, He can give us peace. And this is a peace that will settle our hearts. It begins to prepare us for the next season.
Yeah, and before guiding us anew, He often frees us from reliance on what we believe could save us or believe what's really important in life. And during prayer and reflection on God's word, we often see what He's doing in this transition period. It's like, oh, now I see what God is doing.
Yeah, and as we begin this next season, the valuable lessons God taught us are going to shape us into better people. They'll increase our faith and trust in Him.
As we read in Isaiah 64, verse 8, and yet, O Lord, You are our Father. We are the clay, and You are the potter. We are all formed by Your hand.
And we see how Naomi responds to this unwanted transition. If you remember, she was in a different country. Her husband died. Her two sons marry foreigners. Then they die. And after 10 years, Naomi's world had collapsed in stages.
Yeah, so this would have left him, as we talked about, very vulnerable without support in a foreign land. And Scripture records these losses, but really doesn't comment on like what happened. Was it a disease? Or it doesn't really say.
Yeah, it doesn't tell us why. There's no explanation for Naomi's losses. And we have to realize that many times it's much the same way for us, because when things happen, we don't always understand the situation. And it feels like God may have abandoned us.
Yeah, we can't control the circumstances that are dealt to us, but we can control how we respond to what's happening in our life. And hard circumstances don't have to define our faith, but our faith determines how we respond to this situation.
Right. And if we can turn to God in faith, even when maybe we don't have words to describe our emotions, we're deep in sorrow, we can be assured God is there. Because it's in these times that God can shape our hearts for what is next.
Yeah, and responding to unwanted transitions and finding strength in God during difficult times, it can be a process over time. It's not always instantaneous.
Yeah, and we see at the end of the first chapter of Ruth, Naomi names her bitterness. But even with this, Naomi perseveres. And so we too need to persevere as we trust Jesus.
As we read in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with your victorious right hand."
So we can see, we can respond in faith even when life unravels, because we can trust that our God is faithful.
Well, Paula, we need to take a break here. At Light of Christ Radio, we want to encourage you. Do you need a positive start for your day?
We have a daily devotional blog based on the story of the week. These are designed to encourage you on your journey of faith. To access these, simply go to lightofchristradio.com.
That's lightofchristradio.com and click on blog.
We'll have more from today's episode of the Light of Christ Radio Show in just a moment. If you'd like to learn more about this program, visit our website at lightofchristradio.com. You can also continue studying this topic in our daily blog devotional. Check out our Facebook page for more information. Now, here are Pastors Tom and Paula with the conclusion of today's episode.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for staying with us. Paula and I were just discussing, how do we respond to unwanted transitions in life?
Yeah, because sometimes we don't know what to do. But I think as we turn to God, I think He and His mercy will still call us home, even when we've experienced failure. And if we look through Scripture, we see this happening over and over.
Yeah, we see although Elimelech and Naomi and their sons left Israel to live in a pagan nation, their mistake of not asking for the Lord's guidance really didn't lessen the Lord's heart for them. And I think that really gives insight into how God sees us.
Yeah, and I think actually He uses these situations because often that they are so difficult that we're more open to the Lord's call, that we realize we can't do it on our own.
Yeah, and as Naomi contemplated her situation, something happened that would set her on a different path.
Right. Ruth 1:6 says, "Then Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had blessed his people in Judah by giving them good crops again."
So God's grace initiates a return before repentance is fully formed in the heart of Naomi. That's really an important part of this story.
And I think hope often begins with hearing that God is still at work where we once belong. And really, Tom, I think that's the heart of the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, only in hindsight would Naomi realize that God would use the abundance of grain to bring her back to Israel, because that was God's plan for her life.
And it's always God's plan to lead us back where we need to be. And we wonder how many people are spiritually far from God today, yet He will begin to stir in their hearts and He will draw them to Himself.
Yeah, only in God's mercy can we come to the cross and be saved because of what Jesus has done for us.
Yeah, we aren't worthy. There's no way we can be worthy on our own, but only through the blood of Jesus, who gave His life on the cross and paid the price for our sin, can we come to Him.
Yeah, as we remember from John 3:16, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life."
So don't let your past keep you from Jesus, because God's mercy still calls us home.
And also we see in our story, Paula, that faith is tested by the choices we make. And after the death of her sons, Naomi decided to return to Bethlehem, and her daughters-in-law wanted to join her.
Yeah, I think it's pretty evident that Orpah and Ruth both loved Naomi, but common sense dictated that the two Moabite women would stay in their own culture so that they could remarry.
Yeah, and remember, a woman in the culture had no way to support herself without a male unless she begged or became a prostitute. So it's kind of a really desperate situation.
And Naomi reminded them that she couldn't provide them with husbands, that they should return to their own people because they were still young and they had a chance to start over.
You know, but it seemed that God was against her, that is Naomi. And if they stayed, perhaps her bitterness would infect them.
Yeah, and I think from the world's point of view, Orpah's choice was really the rational one. It would be risky to go to a foreign country. But Ruth remained loyal to Naomi. In Ruth 1:14, she says, "And again they wept together, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung tightly to Naomi."
Yeah, we see that Ruth's priorities were different than Orpah's. Mm-hmm. And as the story progresses, we never hear from Orpah again. But Ruth will be included in Jesus' genealogy.
And it seems that even though Ruth had experienced hardships in life, instead of blaming God, she had come to trust him. And I think Ruth remained loyal to Naomi because Naomi had introduced her to the real God.
As we learn in Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take."
And so we see Ruth choosing faith even when the future was unclear. And I think she's a model for us because we have to do that. We have to trust God and not ourselves. And this requires help from God working in our hearts.
You know, although Moab did not worship the true God, when Ruth married into this Jewish family, she met the true God. So even there, we see God is at work many years before they go back to Bethlehem.
And I don't think Ruth knew it at the time, but the work of the Holy Spirit was leading her to faith in the one true God. And so even when Naomi told Ruth to return to her family, three times, Ruth refused.
Yeah, we see in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16, "But Ruth replied, 'Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us.'"
And I think we see here Ruth's words are more than just loyalty to Naomi. They're really a decisive turn towards the God of Israel. Because with no guarantees ahead, right, they're two widows, Ruth committed herself to God and his people.
Yeah, and we see that true faith often begins when we step forward without knowing how the story will end. And we see Ruth doing that in this story.
And for us, the only way to follow Jesus on the path of faith is by taking the next step. And sometimes we don't know the way forward because faith goes beyond mere belief, mere knowing the facts. Faith isn't just thinking, talking, or holding convictions about Jesus. It requires action.
As we see in James 2:14, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone?"
So Ruth had the kind of faith that proceeded into action. It's also the faith we can have as we follow Jesus as our Savior.
And Paula, we also see in our story that God is at work when life feels empty.
Yeah, it can feel empty, and we might not even be aware that he is with us and working. I think we see this in Naomi's life. When she returned to Bethlehem, she was completely overwhelmed, understandably, by the loss of her husbands and sons.
Yeah, she openly admitted her bitterness. Her name, Naomi, means pleasant in Hebrew, and she knew her life was no longer pleasant because of her losses, so she wanted to be called Mara, which means bitter.
Right. And so I think as we be this chapter one is just beginning the whole book of Ruth, the problem of Naomi's suffering is really this driving force in the book of Ruth. We see what God can do even when things look bleak.
Yeah. And never in the text of Ruth is it suggested that God initiated or caused Naomi's pain. She perceived that, but that's really not what God is really doing.
Right. And we have seen and experienced some theologians will say that all misfortune in life means that God is judging you for your sin.
And while there are consequences of poor decisions, that's certainly true for any of us, we don't want to assume that God's judgment is behind all tragedy. That's just not realistic, and that's not who God is.
Right, and we live in a sinful world, and the sin contaminates us. And so what do we do? Well, I think there's times when vocalizing really our raw emotions, we can be honest with God. He knows what we're feeling anyway. And Scripture is full of lament, or this heartfelt cry to God when we are overwhelmed.
Yeah, when we think of the Psalms, one-third of the Psalms express lament. And there's a whole book of Lamentations in the Old Testament. So there's nothing wrong with pouring our heart out to God. And maybe you're in that place right now where you're pouring your heart out to God and you're asking, why, Lord? What's going on?
Right. And these laments, they really express deep grief. And we can use them in our own grief to pray to our Lord. And if we look closely at all these laments, they often include a plea for God's help, which makes sense, and not only just a plea for help, but a declaration of trust that He will be faithful to help you.
As it says in Psalm 44, verse 23, "Wake up, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Get up. Do not reject us forever. Rise up. Help us. Ransom us because of your unfailing love."
And here the psalmist knows that he doesn't understand. He can't see. It seems like God is sleeping. Things aren't working. He wants God to come, but he remembers his unfailing love, that God will reply and help him.
So even though Naomi is suffering, yet we don't want to miss out that God is at work. And I think we can see that throughout our lives when things kind of go sideways. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean God isn't at work. And sometimes God is more at work during those times in our lives.
Yeah, we just may not see it until hindsight. Because if we look, what did Naomi have? Well, she still had Ruth. Ruth was a worker, and it was the time of the barley harvest. So she could go and glean food, that the barley had fallen down that they hadn't gotten picked. She could take that home and feed herself and Naomi.
So this eventually, as the story unfolds, this leads to marriage and a son who would be an ancestor to Jesus.
Because the owner of the field saw her, fell in love with her, and they ended up marrying and having a child.
Well, Paula, as we end today, Naomi's family left Bethlehem to move to Moab. Their husband and both sons died.
And she became an example of unwanted transitions. And we can see how God can work through them.
And God calls us back and can help us choose faith, even when we don't know the way forward.
Because God is always working, even when our world has collapsed. We can trust in His faithfulness, even in our lament. Well, Tom, that's all we have for today on Light of Christ Radio. Go to Facebook and like our Light of Christ Facebook page. This will enable you to receive uplifting posts on your daily feed. Share these posts and the good news of Jesus Christ with your friends. You can be an evangelist with a simple click of a mouse. Light of Christ Radio is sponsored by Trinity Church, Golden, Illinois. Be blessed. This is the Light of Christ.
This has been another edition of Light of Christ Radio with Pastors Tom and Paula Graves. Each time you join us, we pray you learn more about Christ, more about His influence in your life, and more about how to live for Him each and every day. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes so you don't miss an episode. And invite your friends and family to listen. You'll find a link at our website, lightofchristradio.com. You'll also find a link there to download our mobile app. And if social media is a part of your daily routine, be sure to like us on Facebook to keep up to date on what Light of Christ is doing. Find links to all of the above at lightofchristradio.com. Before our time is up with you today, we'd like to share some important information about how you can help support us. Radio programs like this one are wonderful ministries that God uses to advance His kingdom here on earth. And as any ministry, there are expenses involved. Would you prayerfully consider partnering with us in our mission by financially supporting the Light of Christ radio show? Every amount, no matter the size, is greatly appreciated and useful. There's more information on our website at lightofchristradio.com. Just click on the support link. Thanks for praying about this. Join Pastors Tom and Paula Graves next time for another Light of Christ Radio. This is the Light of Christ.
disappears. A need that's met.